adopted by council and that its confidential minutes of the closed session of council remain confidential and restricted to public disclosure in accordance with exemption from the Municipal Freedom of Information Act, including regular council meeting minutes September 13th.
Your support is supported by Deputy Mayor Sutherland. Are there any comments or concerns there or omissions? Hearing none, all in favor, hold that motion is carried unanimously, and I'd ask for council's indulgence to waive rule of order to bring forward bylaws 19-1 and 19-2 relative to the bylaws 2013-91 and 2013-92 as it relates to the OPA and the zoning bylaw amendment at 365 Sandwich Street. Councilor Pilon?
I move to waive it.
It's been moved. Is there a supporter? Councilor Davies supports it. Any discussions? All in favor? Motion again is carried unanimously. And I'd ask for council's deliberation, their approval relative to those two bylaws. Councilor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move that bylaw 2013-91, being a bylaw to adopt amendment number 2 to the official plan for the town of Amherstburg, be taken as item and read 3 times and finally passed, and the mayor and clerk be authorized to sign same thereto.
It's been moved. They're supported. Deputy Mayor Sutherland supports that motion. Further discussions?
Ask for a recorded vote.
Certainly. A recorded vote has been asked.
Councilor Davis?
Support.
Councilor DeVisquale?
Support.
Councilor Pilon?
Support.
Councilor Puget?
Opposed.
Deputy Mayor Sutherland?
Support.
Councilor Sutton?
Support.
Mayor Hurst?
Support.
Motion carries.
Motion then carried. Next item on the agenda. That's a report.
This is the official land, two separate bylaws.
Yeah, 19. I thought you did both.
Yeah.
So relative to 19-2, I thought you did them both together.
No, just did the one.
Okay. With council's pleasure, relative to 19-2. Councilor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move that bylaw 2013-92, being a bylaw to amend zoning bylaw number 1999-52 as amended on September 16th at the previous public meeting of council, be taken as having been read 3 times, finally passed, but the mayor and clerk be authorized to sign same thereto.
They're supported for that motion. Councilor Pilon supports that motion. Further discussion, if any? Councilor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. I'm asking for clarification of this bylaw and exactly what it means.
Sure. Could you elaborate on that for us, for Councilor Puget? Rebecca, please.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. You have a copy of bylaw 2013-92 in your agenda package, the one that was provided again on Friday. It was amended at the last, through the public meeting. The changes were the developer identified not requesting relief from the height, and so the height requirement will be going back to 7.5 meters as required. Also, the request for the outdoor patio to be located next to a residential zone has been removed, and that a public meeting be held during the site plan control process with the residents to obtain their feedback on the proposed site plan prior to removal of the holding symbol.
Clarification regarding the parking?
So there is still a request in front of you for a reduction in parking of 3 spaces from 117 to 114, which may not be required though if the use changes from a restaurant to a bank.
Right.
And there is still a request in front of you for the 6.1 meters on the north and south side, the side yards.
On the
recorded vote again.
Yeah, report of vote had been requested.
Counselor Davies?
Sorry, I was going to ask a question first.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for you. And there's been, and what is the easement for the east side?
They're not asking for relief from the rear yard setback.
And it's how many feet setback?
10 meters, 32.8 feet.
Thank you. Support?
Counselor DiPasquale?
Opposed.
Counselor Pilon?
Support.
Counselor Puget?
Opposed.
Deputy Mayor Sutherland?
Support.
Counselor Sutton?
Support.
And Mayor Hurst?
Concurrence.
Motion carries.
Next item?
Item 6, reports from Recreation and Culture 6.1, follow-up with Parks Canada, Fort Malden, NHSC.
It's Counselor's pleasure. Counselor Sutton?
Move the report be received.
Been moved. There's support of Counselor Pilon. Further discussion? Counselor Sutton, if you would.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, through you. And thank you very much for bringing this report back to council. I know we had made the motion for it to go to county council a number of weeks ago, and it's nice to get an update. As we all stated on that evening, Fort Malden is certainly an integral part of our community, and recreation and culture and tourism has worked well with them in terms of utilizing the park for non-traditional uses to keep it active and vibrant in the community, and I'm glad to see that we'll be continuing that in the future. Please convey to the powers that be at the site council's willingness to work with them to ensure that Fort Malden remains a viable part of Amherstburg.
Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Further to Councillor Sutton's statement, I too want to thank you, Anne, for that. As a member of the Recreation and Culture Committee, the question was asked of the committee on Tuesday night if there was, in fact, anything that had been brought back from County Council. And I informed them as a member of County Council that nothing has been brought back at this point, and I promised that I would call the clerk and find out if anything has developed. And as of Monday morning, Mary Brennan had said to me she has not heard back, and she's in the process of drafting yet another request to the minister, et cetera, et cetera. And I will be following it up on Wednesday night's County Council meeting.
Any further discussions? If not, all in favor? Motion again is carried. Now, I think it's interesting to notice, especially for those that's been around the block, this is something that happens all the time, and I think Parks Canada has got to be reminded, of course, the importance of the fort. It's a National Historic Museum in the town of Amherstburg, and it's been stated by many people the importance and the significant role it plays in town. And so we've got to do our best whenever the opportunity arrives to make sure that information is relayed to Parks Canada so they can understand what it means in our particular area. And so once again, as it's been stated, Anne, thanks very much for your follow-up. It's of great assistance. Next item.
Item 7, reports from Engineering and Infrastructure 7.1. Request for drain maintenance for the 7th Concession Road Drain North from James McGuire.
Councillor Pilon, if you would.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I'll move the report from our engineering coordinator dated August 21st to be received. And also, Council received the request from James McGuire on the 7th Concession Drain. And also, Council approved the request for drain maintenance.
And move to receive and concur with the recommendation. Is there a supporter for that? Councilor Puget supports that. Any discussions? All in favor? Motion again is carried unanimously. Next item.
Item 7.2, request for drain maintenance for the culvert replacement over the Ernest Paquette drain from John Olmsted.
Councilor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. That the report be received and that Council receive the request for drain maintenance for the Ernest Paquette drain submitted by John Olmsted, and Council approve the request for drain maintenance from John Olmsted, and that maintenance to replace the culvert over the Ernest Paquette drain, consisting of removing and replacing the existing culvert pursuant to the dimensions and the elevations provided in the current 2010 drainage report.
Supported by Deputy Mayor Sutherland. Further discussions? Councilor Pion, if you would.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Maybe just one quick question to either Eric or Lou. Like, that Buckeye drain was just done a little over a year ago. Why was that culvert not caught and being in such critical condition?
Eric, if you would.
Yeah. Just to go through that, I believe the engineer went through, identified all the culverts that were in bad shape in discussion with the landowners, and that one was felt to be in good shape at the time. I wouldn't say good shape, but fair shape. And now we're into this replacement.
Okay. On the motion. All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried unanimously.
Next item, 9, reports from Legislative Services, 9.1, amendment to current fireworks bylaw regarding flying lanterns.
Councilor DePasquale.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that the report from Fire Chief since that date of September 4th this year regarding the amendment to current fireworks bylaw regarding flying lanterns be received and bylaw number 2003-26 be updated to reflect the banning of flying lanterns in the town of Amherstburg.
There is support for that motion. Deputy Mayor Sutherland supports that motion. Further discussion, if any? Hearing Councilor Pilon.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Through you to our chief over there. Randy, just have you got any way of, how are you going to police this? And
you're going to use the police.
Not my department. As many, through you, your worship, to the counselor, as is true with many of our bylaws, it can present some issues in regards to enforcement. This one's pretty self-explanatory. It's hard to, unless you catch somebody actually setting these off in their backyard, which we don't do as a fire department. I think the emphasis here is trying to discourage the public from using them until such time as Industry Canada bans their sale in the country.
Councilor Pouget.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst, and thank you, Randy, for this report. I just have one quick question. It's a bylaw to be updated to reflect the banning of flying lanterns in the town of Amherstburg, or is it the banning and sale of flying lanterns in the town of Amherstburg?
Through your worship, it's just the banning of using them. We can't, we don't have authority to stop sale of them. That would fall under Industry Canada. And I would imagine if we, as fire chiefs in Ontario, which we're actively doing now, passing the bylaws and reporting any incidents in regards to these, they'll be short-lived on the shelves as well. We can only discourage retailers from trying to sell them, but we can't force them to take them off the shelves.
Councilor Davies.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you, I think something that's really important is that we have a good educational program to inform the public, not just to find out, oops, I shouldn't have done that if they bought it in another community. So we need a good educational. Certainly we count on our worthy reporters to get the message out, but possibly we should look at something else, like something in the paper or some other way of educating people to avoid purchasing these. They might innocently think it's good, but not realize the ultimate results.
On the motion, all in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried unanimously. Next item.
Item 9.2, request for designation of Town of Amherstburg events as municipally significant.
You have the recommendation in front of you. What's your pleasure? Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that the recommendation be concurred with at the report for the licensing officer September 11th regarding request for designation of Amherstburg events as municipally significant be received, and the events listed in Appendix A attached to this report be deemed as municipally significant events for the purpose of applying for a special occasion permit.
Supported by Councillor Pilon. Further discussions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried unanimously. Next item.
Item 10, reports from the CAO's office, 10.1, clarification of the auditor's role.
With Councillor's pleasure. Counselor Sutton?
Just move the report be received.
It's been moved, supported by Counselor Pino. Any questions? Counselor Puget?
I would like to comment on this since my name is used in it, and I was the one that questioned the auditor. According to the background information, it said Counselor Puget specifically asked why the individual responses from council were not shared with all members of council. I don't recall making that statement, but what I do recall is questioning our auditor why her firm had not acknowledged 11 of my concerns that I had submitted for the 2011 audit at her request, and the same 11 concerns I resubmitted for the 2012 audit along with an additional 7 concerns for a total of 18 concerns regarding financials. And neither time did I receive an acknowledgement until I sent a third inquiry in 2013 asking if they had received my concerns. The auditor emphasized that any comments from council members are supposed to be in strict confidence. May I point out to my fellow councilors that this did not prevent the auditor from responding to my 2011 and 2012 concerns with a simple acknowledgement that she had received it and advising me that her firm did significant additional work in 2011 and 2012 to ensure a clean audit report as stated in tonight's report. This is the first time I've heard of this. The auditor adds, nor is it appropriate to address these items in a public forum. So I'm asking this council, when is it appropriate to ask questions regarding our financials? When I'm advised I can't get answers to my 18 concerns that I ask in private, and now I'm advised that it's not appropriate to ask them in public. And now this auditor wants us to know that if we want this firm to do a follow-up, because they do not typically follow up with council members, which we were never advised, with the specifics, then I don't know why they even ask us to supply the questions to them. So she further reports that if we want answers, then council should pass a resolution for the auditor to provide us with answers and further reports. This will cost us more money. So, and last but certainly not least, in the statement by Mr. Phipps, the auditor's role is to assess risk to the municipality based on the responses from individual council members. Ms. Rounding quite correctly points out that if council is concerned about the performance of management or any administration, this is properly raised and addressed by the chief administrative officer. That is exactly what I did. I went to 3 CAOs. And I'm still waiting for answers. So Councillor Sutton correctly pointed out that we didn't have all the facts when we voted unanimously in good faith to proceed with the Texas Road project. Council is well aware that I, along with others, have been questioning our debt from day one. We passed motions to view accounts payable. We passed motions for administration to report all monies owed by the town of Amherstburg and all monies owed to the town of Amherstburg, including back taxes, development fees, etc., etc. I personally requested help and advice from Municipal Affairs and the Ombudsman. In August, I requested information regarding two serious ongoing concerns that I've asked for in the past almost 3 years. I have been advised that it's complicated. So it's time this council starts playing hardball. It is our duty and indeed our obligation to ask tough questions on behalf of our taxpayers. If these questions are not being addressed in a timely fashion that puts our municipality at risk, then we should be taking action immediately to correct this unacceptable situation.
I think just on the auditor's rule, the auditor just simply said that it is not their requirement and they will not respond to in an open session with personal question that they are asked. That's not their rule. That's what the report is talking about.
But
No, I'm not gonna get into debate with you on this craziness.
Well, just a second.
If you want, if you said, how do you ask about financing, you can ask about finances in an open session anytime you want. That has never changed.
I just want to comment on that. We received notices from the auditor asking for any concerns. I gave 18 concerns in 2 years.
We've heard you say that.
Yes, and no response.
And the auditor told you why.
And you could, so I can't get answers in private, and I can't get answers in public, so where do I get the answers?
Thank you, Your Worship. Councillor Puget mentioned, I think if I understand correctly, 18 questions have been asked of 3 previous CAOs, and I trust these are with respect to Ms. Rounding's contacts, individual contacts with the council regarding the performance of staff. If you will give me those questions, I'll give you the answers.
Go ahead.
In all due respect, I gave you 2 of those questions in August, and I'm still waiting for the answers.
Really? Oh, perhaps you could. And for that, council, I apologize, but if you remind me what they are, we'd be glad to get back to them. I may have communicated, depending on what they are, that I was working on them.
That they're complicated.
And I do believe I gave you that update.
Yeah,
that I am working
but I've
on.
Been waiting for them almost 3 years.
On the, do we've got a motion?
Yes.
On the motion, all in favor? Opposed, motion is carried. Next item?
Item 11, information reports. There are 3 items before you, Council.
Councilor Pilon.
Motion that consent reports be received.
And moved. There's support. Councilor Sutton. Discussions? All in favor? Again, motion is carried unanimously. Consent correspondence?
There are 4 items before you, Council.
It's Council's pleasure. Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move the receipt of the 4 as listed A through D.
Supported by Councilor Davey. Any discussions? Councilor Davies?
I'd like to speak to number 8.
Certainly. Go ahead.
Let's get down to it now. Let me just find it here, okay? So I've got it.
What's the matter?
Just finding it.
Oh, okay.
That goes so quickly. Sorry, folks.
You got it?
Yeah, I have. Thanks to Councillor Pilon, who helped me with my computer. there was a request from the Society of the Alzheimer's Society for a need for action of dementia care strategies, and it is a very important issue. Every 5 minutes, new cases of dementia is reported in Canada. Certainly, our citizens in Amherstburg have been in the same situation. So, the organization was requesting a resolution to address this by different communities, and I would like to be able to put forward a motion by our community. So I'd like to make a motion, if I may.
We have a motion on the floor.
Mr. Mayor,
yes.
If I may, then I'll just move B through D. And
we'll do B to D like
yes.
And then
yeah.
we can deal
yeah.
with hers independently.
Yeah.
On the motion, all in favor? Opposed, motion is carried. Unanimously, Carolyn, if you would, Councillor Davies, back
yes.
to A.
And so I would just like to, I'll just do the therefore, well, I'll just briefly touch the whereases, just some of them because there's many. Whereas Alzheimer's disease and other dementias are progressive degenerative diseases of the brain that cause thinking and memory to become seriously impaired, it occurs in people over age 65 but can strike adults of any age. 500,000 Canadians currently at that, this figure is projected to reach 1.1 million within the generation. And the toll on hundreds of thousands of families and their care partners. And there are many other whereases. Whereas MP Claudette de Gravel-Nickelbelt has introduced Bill C-356, an act respecting a national strategy for dementia, as he works for broad, all-party, and nonpartisan support for an issue that touches all of us. His legislation calls for a national plan that includes the development of strategies in primary health care, in health promotion, prevention, and illness, in community development, in building community capacity, and care partner engagement. Investments in research and other advisory board objectives, investments in research and caregivers, and more. Now, therefore, the town of Amherstburg calls on all levels of government and the Federation of Municipalities to adopt the National Dementia Strategy and urges all citizens of our communities to become more aware and engaged concerning the far-reaching effects of this devastating disease.
There is support for that, Councillor Pilon. Any discussions? All in favor? Motion again is carried unanimously. Consent of other minutes?
There's one set of minutes before you, Council. Okay.
Councillor Sutton.
Move the receipt of those minutes as listed.
Is it moved? Is there a supporter? Deputy Mayor Sutherland? Any discussion? All in favor? Again, motion is carried unanimously. The other minutes?
Your other minutes, 14.1, Traffic Committee minutes of July 18th, 2013.
It's your pleasure. Councillor Pilon.
I'll move the Traffic Committee minutes of July 18th be received and the Council can concur with all seven requests.
And moved, supported by Deputy Mayor Sutherland. Any discussion? If not, all in favor? Opposed? Motion again is carried unanimously.
You're getting it off easy, Bob.
That brings us to unfinished business. Any unfinished business? New business.
Unfinished?
That's what I said.
Okay.
Go ahead.
There's two things, Mr. Mayor. On the list, I just want to bring it up, the unfinished business list. There was a smoke bylaw that we have been working on, and the last time it was on that list was, I believe, was August 12th meeting. It's off the list now. There was a motion made that Mr. Brown would follow up with the Ministry of Environment, and I know that he's been off for some time, so I can understand why it's not finished, but can we have it put back on the list?
Thank you, Your Worship. From what date was that, Councilor?
It was on the unfinished business list. I believe it was the August 12th meeting. That was the last time it was on. And then we had the September 3rd and today's meeting. It's not on there.
Would you check on that and then report back to us?
Thank you. And also a question on the Emergency Information Center report from the fire department. I believe that is on our list. The chief's gone, so I guess I don't know where it's at. Like, is it coming, forthcoming, or do we have?
You'll check on that too. You said the
EIC training. Number item 9, the EIC training.
Yes,
item 9 on the list.
Okay, we have completed that. I've all but completed that report, and anticipate that they'll be here for the October 7th.
Still under unfinished business. Councillor Pugin.
Further to that, the motion was, and I know we're not expecting them. I know we have met with you, Mr. Fitz, regarding the EIC. This motion was very specific to direct the fire chief to provide council with a full report regarding the last time the Emergency Information Center volunteers were provided with a training exercise by the fire chief, whereby the EIC were allowed to practice and use their equipment and to provide this council with a complete log of all times the EIC equipment has been checked in the past 4 years and further set a date for an immediate training session. That was done in June, and we're still waiting for that report from the fire chief.
Well, that information, you can check that, because we'll look at exactly what the motion in the minutes say, and then you can have a clear understanding.
Yes, Your Worship, the intention was to address all of that.
Anything else under unfinished business? Councillor Pilon.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I think I'd like to put this on unfinished business. And what it is, it's the crosswalks in the town of Amherstburg where there's lights of Pickering and Sandridge. The signalized lights for the pedestrians when they cross. They've been non-functional for quite some time. And as you've seen, we have one resident tonight bring it up. And I actually had a call yesterday on it, talking to somebody. So I think that should be on the unfinished business. I know
well,
I talked to...
Did you report it to anybody?
Yes, I talked to Lou, and he says it's coming. I believe the electrician, Mr. Gibbs, has been tied up.
Okay, well, Lou, when do we anticipate... I mean, if there's a problem with it, it should be done post-haste. That's health and safety there.
You're absolutely correct, Mr. Mayor. We did send an email to Mr. Gibbs this afternoon indicating the importance of his return back to get this done.
Yeah, and I would hope you would follow that up tomorrow because unfinished business is it's one thing to put it there, but this is something that should be dealt with immediately. Okay? Anything else under unfinished business? If not, new business. No new business? We've got reports from the September. We've got nothing in here. Any notices of motion? If not, we've got confirmatory bylaw. What's your pleasure relative to confirmatory bylaw?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to put a notice of motion in. I was waving. I apologize, I don't have it written up, but the Heritage Committee has asked me to put forward a notice of motion for a resolution requesting permission to proceed with the notification of to council for the property owners and their inclusion on the property of interest registry list.
But Councillor Pouget, let's make sure we get the motion. Notice of the motion should be put down on paper.
I don't have it.
But here's my point, so that we don't have people coming back at a later date saying that's not what was said, this is the motion, and it's got to be on paper. It's important. So I would hope you would write, you can say it, and we'll recognize it.
I have it on paper.
Put it on paper and give it to, it's important. It really is, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Sure. Okay. Councillor Pouget. She's going to give it to me.
So for a point of clarification, is this going to be allowed tonight?
Sure.
But we don't know what she's... But
well, it does. She knows. She's got it on paper. She read it to her.
I didn't have it typed. The notice of motion.
Just when you're done, give her a copy of it. It's important.
Yeah.
Okay?
But could she read it back to
sure.
So we know?
Yes, it's a motion requesting permission to proceed with a notification before council of the July 15th, 2013 Heritage meeting to proceed to notify property owners of their inclusion on the property list of interest registry.
Okay. There's no other notices of motion? Next on the agenda.
The confirmatory bylaw, 19-3.
Councillor Pino.
This being a bylaw 2013-94, being a bylaw to confirm all resolutions of the municipal council meeting held on September 16th, be taken as having been read three times and finally passed, and the mayor and clerk be authorized to sign the same thereto.
And moved. There's supporter. Councillor Sutton supports that motion. Further discussions? Hearing none, all in favor? Motion is carried unanimously. That then brings us to this point in our agenda.
Move to adjourn.
It's been moved by Deputy Mayor Sutherland, supported by Councillor Sutton. All in favor? Motion is carried. Have a safe trip home, everyone.